time for our weekly sit down with West Plains Zizzers head basketball coach Mason Miller. And good morning.
Morning.
It's a little chilly out there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But it's basketball season. It's supposed to be cold. That's mm-hmm. why we play basketball in, not outside.
Yes, for sure. And then I think next Monday is supposed to be what, 40s, 50s?
No, we're going to be 60s.
It'll be 60s, even better.
Mid-60s is, you know, just a tease right here. We've got, low to mid-60s Monday, mid-60s Tuesday, win 62, Thursday, 55. That's a lot better.
Oh, it's a lot better.
Well, it's been a week of snow and no games. A lot of teams tried to squeeze games in on Monday. Did mm-hmm. you guys play game Monday?
Yes, we did.
Who'd you have?
We played Marshfield for the third time this year.
And it's good to get a win. It's
always good to get a win.
Now, have you been able to get to the gym? Everybody been able to show up for little gathering?
Yeah, we showed up a little bit on Tuesday for about an hour or so, and then we were able to practice today, and luckily we were able to get all of our boys were able to get there safe. I think we had everybody from all the way from freshmen all the way up to seniors, everybody there, which is awesome.
Well, yeah, because this is the final push. Mm-hmm. Of course, next week, classes 1 through 3 mm-hmm. will start their district, and then classes 4 through 6 will start the following week. So, this is the time where you try to put the finishing touches on everything.
Yep, it is. And these next two games for us are, like I told our boys yesterday, we're seeing our district next Wednesday, and our next two games are the first district games that we've had in about a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, but these next two are bigger games for us.
So, where do you think you may, end up district wise?
I think if you're seeding it today, and before we play Carl Junction and before we play Hillcrest, mm-hmm. I think based on kind of what everybody else has done as well as what we've done. I want to say we're probably the 6 or 7 seed right now at this point.
Just thinking maybe middle of the pack, but I don't know a lot about your district.
Yeah, and our district, if we were to see it today, I think Central's the 1 seed. I think Parkview's the 2. I think Carl Junction's the 3, and then it would go to, and then kind of, and then kind. Then it can kind of get a little bit murky about that 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
But I would say at this point, but I think, but again, these next two games are bigger games for district seeding wise.
Well, tonight you're on the road to take on Carl Junction, and that there will be some really big implications in that game.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, boys and girls.
Yep.
KDY will air the boys game. But Carl Junction, you said before we went on, they got 16, 15, 16, 17 wins.
Yep. Hey, they have 16 wins right now. And Coach Hardy, he came over from Seneca this last year. He had just won like two district championships before this. He's done a really good job there this year. I mean, they go from a team that I think won 10 games last year to winning 16 right now. Mm-hmm. Just watching them on film, they play hard. They're physical. They have some guys who are football basketball crossover.
Mm-hmm.
So they got some of those bigger bodies. And then they have some other guys who are just who were in the gym from September all the way until now.
Yeah.
So they're a little quicker, a little more athletic, but they got a really good combination of both of those. But that's Carl Junction for you.
They prefer a little bit, or your Zizzers, I'm not going to say frantic pace, but an up tempo game.
The biggest thing we want is we want to control pace. And in some games, we want to get teams out of their comfort zone and want to speed them up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And some teams want to play a little faster. So we want to go a little bit slower than that. So kind of, it kind of goes game by game. Overall, But if you kind of look through CJ's schedule, I mean they're kind of in that too. I mean they've had games this year where they've been in the 70s, 80s, and they've had games this year where they've been in the 40s or 50s.
Look, all we need is Tuma to just hit 10 threes again.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. I know he was pumped. Especially great for his senior night.
Yeah. Hey, when you're feeling it.
When you're feeling it. It's awesome.
Feed me.
Yes.
Feed me.
Oh yes. Hey, and he got fed. I want to say he ended up shooting like, I want to say it was like 45% from three, 50% from three. So he was feeling it.
Yeah. Well, hey, you make 10 threes in a game.
Oh yes.
That's got to make the top five list in Zizzer, you know, history, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would imagine. The only thing is we don't, and that's one thing I'm actually kind of glad you brought that up, but we are actually still looking for our all-time leading scorer. We don't have an actual list.
Oh wow.
Of our all-time leading scorer, and with that, like, that's one thing I've done for the past, I want to say the past 5 years, is I've tried to come up with a list of our all-time leading scorers.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you guys have any information on that, would love for you guys to reach us out on Facebook, or you can email me. My email is john.miller@zizzers.org. We're trying to compile that list, but yes, on Ethan's threes on Monday night. Yes, he was feeling it, and he shot the ball extremely well. And our boys were so excited for him.
Oh yeah.
They were pumped. We just kept feeding the ball.
You know, it's amazing how, to me, that's where you really build a team, you know, and mm-hmm. that's where you really get to kind of even get a better feel for the team, because, you know, somebody's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And when everybody will put their self off to the side to feed that hot hand, mm-hmm. you know, that's just really cool. And the records, you know, it was several years ago, Walt Belcher, he was at Liberty and, you know, was doing that. And, boy, it is a painstaking task
mm-hmm.
to compile. But, you know, Liberty finally has, you know, the full list of, mm-hmm. You know, and it's something really that I hope that gets done for the Zizzers, because there will be names that will be able to be brought up and discussed mm-hmm. that rightfully deserve that. You know, and I'm trying to think, you know, Steve Hunter, I don't know if mm-hmm. if he would have anything.
Hey, I've had several conversations with Steve yeah. about this. I mean, as of right now, I mean, I have my list, but off the top of my head, just a couple guys who I want to do a 1,000 point of who scored 1,000 points in their varsity high school career mm-hmm. at West Plains. Just a couple names. I mean,
Cooper.
Yep, Cooper. Andrew Boyce, Eric Judd.
Yeah.
There was a couple more. The other one, my grandpa. I went through his list. I think he was right. I think it was 1,024.
Yeah.
But that's just such a hard accomplishment and a great accomplishment.
It can be done.
Mm-hmm. It can be done.
It can be done. Somewhere in the school, you know, and that's what had happened at Liberty. You know, you collect so many things, and you know, scorebooks. Mm-hmm. It's like, why do we want to keep that old scorebook? You know, that's from mm-hmm. 1972. You know, well, you do because of that reason right yep. there, and that's where a lot of it will come from, and newspapers, and
mm-hmm.
It to me, it really is important. You know, how many conference wins or titles, how many districts, mm-hmm. you know, and now Misha can have some of that. We'll have mm-hmm. most of that, but the individual you know, like what's the most points ever scored in a single game.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure, I know Briggs Houston was up there. He ended up having like 40, it was in a triple overtime game against Camdenton about 2 years ago. I want to say it was like it was 40 something. And then we had somebody else who also had, we had somebody else back in the
60s. Uh-huh. There were some really mm-hmm. potent, you know, West Plains Scissor teams. That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. And maybe somebody out there listening would actively like to partner up, because that's what it will take. It'll take a committee.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a small committee of people together, and they just start compiling and typing things up, and you just roll with it, you know, from that point on. And there'll be changes as well, because more documentation and facts will come out. But yep. That is really important. Mm-hmm. Every school, not just, you know, every school really needs that, because it's kind of cool to be able to look back and say, you know, Johnny just broke a record from 1958,
mm-hmm.
you know, because West Plains goes back several years.
It does. And I just think it's important to celebrate our history.
Yeah.
And it also shows like I know we know our Final Fours, our districts, our mm-hmm. conference championships, but some of those individuals accolades,
yeah.
are always important as well. And to say, hey, I know that guy. He ended up having 1,200 points in his career at West Plains. Yeah. I didn't know he played basketball.
Yeah, I mean, and you never. There may be somebody back in the day that scored 2,000.
Uh huh.
Yes. I mean, it's crazy. And then, you know, of course, with the, in, you know, the 3-point line, uh-huh. and, you know, so there's kind of two different we have it,
mm-hmm.
because it's not fair, you know, to say, well, this is the all-time leading score.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because the person that, you know, may have had it pre-1985,
mm-hmm.
If there had been a 3-point line, well, they may have had 600 more points.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it's just, that is so, see, I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool. So anybody out there that would be willing to, you know, help with this and track stuff down, or maybe you have some of that stuff, you know, old yearbooks a lot of times mm-hmm. will have it. It just takes a lot of research.
It does.
But once you get it.
You got it. It's there.
You've got it.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can save it on, you know, different devices, and then you just update it each year. And mm-hmm. because a great coach once said, it's hard to get to a finish line when you don't know where you started.
Yes.
And I love that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's deep.
Yes,
if you
it
think
is.
About it, mm-hmm. you know, because you want to be able to thank all those people. And if your players are recognized and know who some of these guys are that did really big things for the Zizzers, rebounds, you know, 30 rebounds in one game,
mm-hmm.
and yet your players may see them in Walmart or in a store
mm-hmm.
and shake their hand and say, yeah. man, that must have been a heck of a game. This guy's face is going to light up.
Oh, yes.
And he's going to grin from ear to ear
mm-hmm.
like, you know about that?
Well, yeah.
Absolutely, because I want to break it.
Yeah.
You know? And every record is meant to be broken, but mm-hmm. you got to know where they all started.
Yep.
That's good stuff. Mason, thanks for coming by, man.
Yep.
This
Thank
was
you.
Fun. This was fun.
It's really fun.
Tonight, Carl Junction. Again, it's boys and girls. The boys game will be on Hot Country KDY. More rock and roll coming at you on the Mountain of Rock Q94.